Monday, August 22nd, 1485. The Battle of Bosworth. Bosworth Field, England.
Your Grace, the cavalry is awaiting your command.
Catesby swung his destrier around to face the battle.
King Richard III surveyed the battle, and noted Thomas Lord Stanley still held his position between his stepson's camp and Richard's armies. The camps were at a stalemate. From the way things stood, the battle could last for days. However, Tudor was now vulnerable. Richard made his decision. He gave the signal to follow. He spurred his steed and charged Tudor's camp. He thundered towards the usurper, his battle axe raised high. The sounds of battle faded as he charged, and for a moment his wife, now dead 5 months, flooded his vision.
"Anna," he whispered, "give me strength."
As if in answer, the battlefield came into preternatural focus, and all motion slowed before his eyes. He could see terror in Tudor's face, though Richard still had half the distance left to cover.
"I will have you, or I will be with Anna."
Sir John Cheney loomed before him, blocking Richard's charge. He swung his axe and sent this giant of a knight clattering to the ground. He fought on toward Henry's camp, his blood hot in his veins. The challenger stood but a few feet away, protected by his knights and soldiers. Richard swung his axe savagely and inched forward. The horse screamed as it and its knight thudded to the ground. His pulse hammered, matching the pounding of horses at his rear. Stanley's army bore down and attacked
him. "No, they have turned it against me."
Hands grabbed his reins and pulled. His war horse was mired in thick mud.
"Treason!"
His courser crashed down, and he was unhorsed. The mud pulled at him as he staggered to his feet. Richard smashed his axe into the neck of a soldier. He tasted the man's blood as it splashed through an opening of his visor.
"Treason!"
he screamed, advancing through a blood-red rage. He swung around. Hell opened before him as a second wave of Stanley's troops attacked. A blow crashed against his chest, stealing his wind. His armor pierced, Richard fell to his knees. The last sounds he heard were the shouts of Henry's victory. Saturday, August 21st, 2004. Ambion Technologies, Portland, Oregon. Richard lay with his eyes shut, his body leaden. With the sounds of battle gone, his thoughts turned to his wife.
"Anna, at last I have come to join our son and you for—"
"Hey, my, good job," a man's voice spoke. Then some laughter from the same location.
The mirth jarred his senses.
"Am I not dead?"
"Thanks, but it's only half, isn't it?" another asked.
His voice bespoke of youth. He heard men's voices, but could not interpret the dialect. He sensed their movement, but could not smell their bodies. The odors were strange.
"More than half. I have my grail, thanks to you," the older voice said. "And I know something no one else does. I know exactly where the battle was fought."
"But don't you need to recover your investment?" "It still has no commercial viability," the younger voice said.
"Mike, I've every confidence in your abilities. You'll solve it."
I'm not confident, Osgrove. We are unable to keep anything sent into the past intact beyond 40 seconds.
Richard's body tingled as sensation returned. His head spun. He kept his eyes closed and listened.
"Wow. For such a well-muscled man, he appears positively gaunt," the young man said. "I see you're using restraints on him. I guess it's a good idea, but won't that start things on the wrong foot?"